Toll Tape.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game. Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live Sports Talk Show. Kevin Cameron, the orchestrator of this fine sports talk show, is back in town. And we're not going to ask where he was at. We're not going to ask what he was doing because it ain't none of your business.
Good.
But
you're
if
right,
he wants
Bill,
to tell us,
down.
He might want to tell us. It's Soul Take Champions Live coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we got a ton of stuff to talk about. And all I can tell you is this. Of all the things I wish I could be, a Virginia basketball player ain't one of them. So we'll talk about that. All the, I know that. Now, see, people in Virginia cussing me out right now when they hear this. But it ain't my fault. Your boy swallowed that big apple
and
choked on it.
You know, Bill, Jim Boeheim. Why don't you just go talk to Jim Boeheim, because he had a whole lot to say about that Virginia loss.
including he was never guilty of the things he was alleged to have done.
Well, you know,
he said he didn't do any of those things that he was suspended for.
You know, he doesn't have a mirror in front of himself. Well, so he likes to talk about everybody else.
It's that and all kind of stuff. Julius Dr. J. Irving, the Connie Hawkins Memorial, the ABA Pittsburgh Pipers, the NCAA, local Pittsburgh high school basketball, and all that good stuff coming at you. Pittsburgh Steelers getting ready to draft up or down. They did sign a linebacker today that might be of some assistance as a backup. Still haven't found anybody to replace Shazier, but all that to be discussed. But let's kick it off by introducing our special guest today. I've known him since, 12, 13, 14, long time.
Very long time.
Coach Gene Wilson here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Coaches Westinghouse Bulldogs. It's traditionally, for you folks out in Iowa that don't have a clue about football and basketball. No, I'm sorry. I did it again. I'm going to lose all of our audience, Kev, but sometimes stuff just come out. But here in Pittsburgh, we got a school.
Well, we need them, Bill. So
watch
what you say.
We love Iowa. Potatoes come from Iowa, right?
That's right.
All right, so we're good. So this school we're talking about, let me just give you a sense of its tradition. There's a man by the name of Pete DiImperio who coached football at Westinghouse High School back in the day. And I'm talking back in the day, 50s and 60s. His football team won 21 city league titles in 22 years. And 19 of them were consecutive. That's how dominant a football coach and a football program the Westinghouse Bulldogs were. So for those of you outside of the state of Pennsylvania, just giving you a reference point, we're talking about a school with a lot of tradition. The young man joining us today is a multitude of things. He's a, and I use this term loosely, former great basketball player himself. Now, I offer that because he's finally crossed the 30-year-old bridge, so I suspect that he's getting old whether he wants to or not. Former great basketball player. He's about to become a Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League Hall of Famer in a couple months. He's a basketball coach, and he's done his fair share of raising basketball to the next level, working with young men in the Pittsburgh area. As a matter of fact, the other thing you need to know is that there's another school here in Pittsburgh called Wilkinsburg High School that had great tradition. Well, Gene Wilson is now credited as being the coach that created the smoothest transition of two teams coming together under one roof that I've ever heard of in my life. Wilkinsburg High School morphed into Westinghouse High School. And, Gene, we didn't hear not one negative thing at all.
That's correct. We first off, just let me say thanks for having me today. I definitely appreciate it. This is a grand opportunity, and I'm very thankful for being here. Like you said, in terms of the transition from Wilkinsburg, which had to close their doors to the high school and merge with Westinghouse, we put together a committee to help the transition be as smooth as possible, so that the student athletes and the students in general would be familiarized with each other and just help with that turnover there. So that happened very smoothly, and for our athletic program, both for the football program, all athletics over at Westinghouse, I believe that helped bolster us a little bit, because the football team, as of last year, I think they made it all the way to the semifinals, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, great football program continuing here at Westinghouse. And again, for those listening from a distance, that is not to be taken lightly. Any city in America today, Pittsburgh is just a satellite, if you will, but any city in America today that is faced with bridging the gap or closing the territorial boundaries that young African-American student-athletes have to deal with can understand the importance of being able to have that merger. So we're happy about that. So, Gene, just a quick capsule of your Westinghouse basketball team this year, how you started and how you finished.
So how we started this year, actually, last year started everything for us this year. I only had two or three players that got varsity time returning this year. We had eight seniors. People don't realize kind of the job that was before myself and the staff that we had and the boys in general. We had eight seniors last year that all played. They helped us go from previous, before I got there, they had a 1-16 season. And our first year there, we turned around. We went 14-9 or something like of that nature, made it to the state playoffs. And I just had a real good season overall. The culture has changed. Expectations have changed. The standards were set. Well, this year, because we lost eight seniors, everyone thought it was pretty much going to be a rebuilding year. But we had a lot of guys that stepped up. They saw what the varsity team last year did, and they knew based off of our program what was needed to be successful. They even shocked me, and we came out the gates hot. We went up to Newcastle, and we won their tip-off tournament.
Now, let me stop you there 1 second, because you said something I think is real important.
Okay.
You graduated eight seniors.
Eight
guys didn't leave the school.
That's correct.
Eight young men graduated, so that's commendable.
Eight guys graduated. Of the eight, four of them are playing collegiate basketball somewhere. The other four, well, we lost one, unfortunately, to a shooting, but the other three remaining they're either working or taking classes somewhere. So they're doing some great things. So moving forward, we knew we were gonna have a tough year, but we went up to Newcastle, shocked them. People don't realize Newcastle, the great tradition up there. Our guys didn't know what happened, Bill. Our guys had no idea. We got on the bus after we left, and I said, "Did you all know who you just beat?" And they said, "Yeah, Newcastle." I said, "No, do you know the tradition?" They're like, "No."
Well, let me pull Kev in here, because Kev, you may not know this, but Kevin Cameron is a guy that comes from great tradition.
Aliquippa, right?
Aliquippa cat, and the tradition there is second to none nationally. But I can call Kev to remember. You know, when you go up to Newcastle, it's wall to wall to wall to wall people. They cover all four sides of that room, top and bottom, and it's a lion's den in there. I don't know if you remember those days from your time, Kev, but for you guys to go up there, Gene, and win in Newcastle, that's not easy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't easy at all. I mean, it was a 1-point win. The night before that, we beat Central Valley, 2-point win, and that pretty sparked our season off. We was going into our Alderdice game. Our section played 12-1, so I mean we really had good momentum going, and the boys stuck it through. We end up finishing 19-6 on the year. Made it to the city championship this year. We won our district regional championship, and lost in the second round of the playoffs by two. So we had a great year this year. Captured a lot, and it was just done with a lot of youth. We had two guys. We had a big 6'11" guy. That's looking like he might be headed to Duquesne, and another senior that'll play some Division III ball.
You know, Pitt needs basketball players these days.
Talk about it, Kevin.
Are you sure he shouldn't go to Pitt?
It's
wide open when you start talking about playing basketball.
Right.
You know, they need a whole lot of people, and we need to talk about that too, Bill, while I was away, I couldn't believe everything that went on with Pitt, trying to pay people and everything else.
And you got blue and gold in your veins. So
I know,
I know you care about what happens at Pitt.
But the
problem with getting players into Pitt is not getting hit by the door of players leaving Pitt.
And you're right.
So you don't know if you can get in because players are trying to get out so fast.
Well, at least you know once you get in that you could get out. It's a problem once you get in and you're stuck.
Well, let's come back to that. Let me wrap this up with Gene. So you finished your run this year on a state level.
Correct.
And I'm never one, ever, as you know, me as a coach, I never blame officials for anything.
Sure.
But I was at the Alderdice game when we heard about your game.
Right.
And a few tweets came across that there were some questionable calls.
Well, you know what? It was more than a couple questionable calls. I'm with you on that. You know, you don't want to place the blame nowhere else. But, I mean, because we can sit there and look at ourselves and we can see moments where we shot ourselves in the foot. But what I will say is, you know, anytime you hit it up to towards that Altoona close to Breezewood, you know, it just gets a little different up that way. You know, I don't know if they're used to our breed of basketball or whatnot.
Or something. Well, so are you saying between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia there's an issue? What's going on?
There's some questionable territory.
You know what? I'll tell you this. Before the game started, I went to them and I said, are there any intricacies that you all don't like? Let me know now so I can tell my guys.
Okay.
The response was we try to have the guys you know, determine the outcome of the game, but I beg to differ.
And just for people all across the globe, here in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. what we call between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia from a
political
standpoint, we call it what? Call it Alabama. We call it Alabama. So that says enough. Sorry about the ones.
You just got
now
telling me to leave Iowa alone. You just took out
a straight shooter,
took out three quarters of the state of Pennsylvania.
What can I say? And Alabama was just here as well, right?
Yeah.
Yo, hold up. Wait. You said between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia is Alabama.
That's what they call it.
I'm not from Alabama, family.
No, you're not understanding the political.
I understand what you're saying. I get it. I get it.
It's questionable.
I get it. I get it. But there's a few of us between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. I have to throw that in there.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about the other ones that are not you.
Because we have our kind in Alabama. Good people from Alabama. My mama is from Alabama.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so, but. The facts are what they are.
Things happen in the distance from here to Philadelphia, exactly. Politically and socially speaking.
So let's keep it real.
So one of the guys you speak about, your graduating senior, James Ellis.
Correct.
Is 6'10", going on 6'11". Mm-hmm. Great young guy, mm-hmm. great attitude, mm-hmm. has been coming into his own, but the mm-hmm. last 2 years that you've had him,
sure.
really coming into his own. Led sure. the city in block shots, I believe, yep. and scoring. Is that correct?
Scoring as well. Yep. He averaged 21, 12, and 8. He almost averaged a triple-double. And this would actually have been his second year averaging a triple-double. He averaged 15 for us last year in the same numbers, same stat line. He's a great kid overall. I mean, personable. We work on everything. We work on all the intangible stuff on and off the court. How do you speak to people? How do you greet people? Looking them in the eye, things of that nature. So we prepare our guys for life, for what's to come.
And what year is he in?
He's a senior as of now.
He's a senior. Okay. So I have a question that I want to ask you as a head football not I'm thinking about football, right, head basketball coach. Sure. And when we start talking about AAU,
mm-hmm.
so from a comparison standpoint, how do you look at high school basketball and AAU? So how has AAU affected high school basketball, the league itself?
You know what? That's a great question because I think it does have a major effect in a degree. First and foremost, let's talk about Western PA basketball. It's so watered down now. I mean, I'm just going to be honest.
Okay,
it's really to find good talent out there compared to back. I even say back when I played, and that wasn't too long ago. It's just not the same. So what I think is happening now is a different generation that we're dealing with. Kids don't get out there. You don't see them at the local parks playing or anything, honing their skills on the court. In a competitive nature.
Video games, maybe?
Without question. Video games. And the thing is, you remember back when your parents used to kick you out the house to go play. Now it's go to your room and play your game or whatnot, and they're not going to play any sports unless someone pays for it.
Well, Kev and I go back further than that when they didn't have to tell us to leave the house. Mm-hmm. We got up and mm-hmm. left.
Yeah.
Told us when to be back.
You didn't want to be in the house.
Be back at noon for lunch.
Right.
And be back when the street lights
come on.
And that's the only two times you went back in the house back in the day.
That's right. But, Kev, to your point, I think in terms of AAU basketball, I think what's happening is sometimes now you have a lot of kids that they're looking forward towards the AAU season because of the recruitment process.
That's exactly where I was going.
Compared to your home school and you know, back when we thought our section championships were very important, things like that. So they almost have more of a commitment and an allegiance to the AAU more so than their home basketball team.
Okay. So from a recruitment standpoint and college coaches, the interaction, how much interaction do college coaches have with you as a head coach versus the AAU coaches?
Well, I see both sides of the spectrum because I have my own AAU program.
Okay.
So with that being said, I think based off of my relationships personally, based off of my relationships with the families that are involved in our AAU program and in our basketball program over at Westinghouse, they entrust me with the process and helping them walk through the process of recruitment or whatnot. So I actually have a real hands-on approach when it comes to that.
Good. And you know, talking about a global effort, certainly nationally, AAU is a big business.
Sure.
It's a big business, and it has its pros and cons. And given that you are on both sides of the coin, and you've heard it before, clearly, there's two sides of the coin. When we talk about the density of basketball talent, a little bit of that, and I say a little bit of that, can be because at the end of the day, a youngster and his or her parents are responsible for the development of their talent in any sport. But certainly when you gather the better talent and take it on the road, it doesn't give the lesser talent a chance to improve.
Sure.
And work against. You know, when we were coming up, you know, you had a period when you played at this level, then that level, and you knew you had to go against that guy, then that guy, and it developed you. So that's that part's missing. But I don't want to spend a whole lot of time there because we got a lot more basketball to talk about. But I do want to throw this in, Kev, while we're talking about high school basketball in Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh City League and the great tradition that includes the great Kenny Durrett and the 1966 City League State Championship team and the 1976 Sam Clancy-led Fifth Avenue champion, state champions. So there's been great basketball tradition. And then, of course, DeJuan Blair and his state championship team with DJ Kennedy. So there's been great basketball tradition over the years. The likes of Ricky Coleman, Jeep Kelly, Maurice Lucas, Armin Gilliam, Sonny Lewis, on and on and on. But to that point and to this point, we're proud to announce that on Saturday, April 21st, and this is all for all you Pittsburghers listening in, on Saturday, April 21st, we will present the fifth annual Achieving Greatness High School Life Skills Seminar. And it's something we do each year. We invite local coaches to bring their juniors and seniors to a luncheon that's completely covered. All costs are met. And the young people come in for maybe three objectives. One, to have a meal and know that somebody cares enough about them to provide it, little as it might be. Secondly, they will be introduced to former great athletes like this year it'll be former Duquesne University All-American and Boston Celtic B.B. Flannery, former Pitt All-American Darrell Porter, former Slippery Rock All-American all-time leading scorer, and Minnesota Timberwolf, Myron Brown. These guys will come in, and they'll talk to these young people that are just coming out of school. And the title of this year's program is Keeping Our Kids on the Court and Out of the Courtroom. And what we want to be able to do is just impart some wisdom. Certainly people like Gene Wilson has been doing that all day, every day, and strongly during the course of the basketball season. But this is a chance for these young folks to come in and hear a different voice, and maybe a different way, and a different technique, a different tip, a different way to eat, a different way to train, a different way to get their NCAA standings in order, all that stuff. So Saturday, April 21st, 12 o'clock noon at the Savoy, Chuck Sanders, former Pittsburgh Steeler and Pittsburgher himself, will be providing the Savoy restaurant for this grand affair. And the high schools that are being invited in this year are Penn Hills, Woodland Hills, Westinghouse, Obama, Alderdice, and Perry Traditional. So the juniors and seniors for those schools will be invited in, and hopefully they will be able to gain some information that might take them even further than their immediate plan. Speaking of which, as you alluded to, James Ellis possibly on his way to Duquesne University, and I had a chance to talk with the coach down there, and he's excited about this young man. And this, you know, I told James two summers ago in an outdoor basketball league he was in, I walked up to him and I said, "You don't know me from a can of paint. My name is Coach Neal. I've coached some of the greatest basketball players in the history of this city and this nation, including Connie Hawkins. I was privileged to coach. And I'm telling you this, you can write your own ticket, James. And he kind of looked at me like, okay, I don't know you from a can of paint, but,
right.
But he was polite and accepting of the fact that here's a young guy that can write his own ticket. 4 years from now, Kev, we can be looking at this young man playing on Sunday afternoon.
It's very possible.
The talent is there.
That's very possible, Bill. He's really come from, you know, he has a pretty good background, you know, good home life and everything, and he. One thing we were talking about is just being humble in his approach and just keep one step at a time. So, you know, he's looking forward to what's to come. We want to, you know, keep everything in perspective, though.
Well, Kev, I want to throw it to you and shut up a minute because I know you're a stat man and you'll be able to tell all of us what happened to Virginia, what happened to North Carolina. Now, there's a school in Baltimore. It's ABC County or FBI County. What's the CB? What's the name of the school in Baltimore?
You know, it's University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yeah. That school. That upset. Look, for the first time in the history of NCAA bracketing, a 16 seed takes out a number one seed. That's huge. Wow. That's like Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson huge. That's Villanova beating Georgetown, huge. That's Ollie taking out Foreman, huge. That's huge. Kev, so what's the update on your NCAA stuff? Well, I know your bracket is shot to hell. Kev, I know your bracket is done.
Kev, if I can jump in real quick, because sure. I got this question to ask you, because okay. I know you're going to hit on this, and I know you're going to talk about it. And I'm going to say this to you, Bill. Is that upset as big as the University of Texas El Paso beating Kentucky back in the day?
That might be the greatest upset of them all. That might be the greatest upset of them all.
Well, let me just say this. All things because considered. I've been away the last 2 weeks, and I really didn't have an opportunity to say what I'm about to say now. And I've been listening. And
you remember what War said?
What did War say?
War said, this is way before Gene. He ain't got a clue about this. This is when music was music. War said, I look for you around the world. Where was you at? Where was you at?
Okay.
I called your name. You were my main man. But where was you at?
Well, Bill, let me just say this. I've been on the other side of Pennsylvania.
Oh, that
and,
is.
And Central PA, Harrisburg, and Philadelphia. I actually had a chance to go to a 76ers game when they played the Pacers. But even before I say all of that, like I said, I've been listening to the shows, and it's amazing what happens when you're not here, how people just lie on you, Trev. They just lie on you. And
it wasn't me.
Opportunity to defend yourself. So for the listeners out there, you know, I heard something regarding, you know, what Kevin Cameron said about Martavius Bryant, how the Steelers would trade Martavius Bryant before
That's what you said.
What I said as a clarification, this will be Martavius Bryant's last year once his contract is up. I said once his contract is up, the Steelers would not re-sign him.
That's not what you said.
That's a big difference.
Trev, you got the tapes, don't you? You got everything on tape, right? Well, that's not what you said. You said Martavius Bryant was getting traded by the Steelers. Well, because they didn't want his trouble this year.
We need to pull it up.
All right, go ahead. I ain't going
to
get it.
We need to pull it up. But you see that, Trev? People just lie on you when you leave.
What else? What else?
And they know better.
What else?
You know, so, Bill, you're kind of acting like our president here.
Bill, Trev said it wasn't me. I know that song. That's Shaggy. That's Shaggy.
Yeah, Trev has a way of doing that. Trev has a way of staying out.
I just wanted to clarify that. Now, this Virginia situation with the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, huge upset. And I think from a 1 to 16 standpoint, you really could have seen it coming if any number one seed would lose. Virginia was the team to lose because Virginia doesn't play offense. They're known to play good, solid defense.
Great defense.
Okay. And we here in Pittsburgh, we understand how you can only go so far by playing good defense. In the NCAA, you have to have the ability to score. And while I'm talking about this too, a pet peeve of mine, and I'm glad I have the opportunity to air this because I don't like to hear people say score the basketball. when you play basketball. When you score, what are you doing? That drives me crazy. Score the basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. What else are you going to score? The football? I don't think so. So Virginia has to do something regarding their offense. And I think, like I said, it was the right team at the right time for the right upset.
But you did not predict that. You're talking in hindsight.
Did you take a look at my bracket? Did you take a look at my
no,
bracket?
No, but I would bet you all the money I have on this planet, and I got a hidden checking. Well, I can't say where it's at because my ex-wife might be. But look, look. I know good and well you didn't have Virginia getting beat by no 16.
Well, you need to take a look at my bracket.
I need to.
Okay, and let's talk about it later after you take a look at my bracket. Yeah. And then you tell me who I had. Is that fair?
What I'm telling you now is that not, you didn't have Virginia getting beat.
Are you trying to take me to Vegas?
Let me ask you specific. Let me ask you a specific question.
What are you trying to do?
Let me ask you a specific question for a specific answer.
Yeah.
Did you have Virginia losing to this 16 seed team? Yes or no?
Well,
that's a yes or no answer.
You don't ask the question with a question, or you don't answer a question with a question. I should say
it's a yes or no answer.
Well.
Did you
take a look at my
apparently
bracket?
You did not.
Did you take a look at my bracket?
Apparently you did not. So
I'm going to leave that. Yeah. I'm going to leave that wide open, you know, kind of how, you know, Franco Harris and Frenchie Fuqua on the Immaculate Reception, they won't say anything. I won't say anything either.
Well, you ought not say anything else. Now, hey, Coach Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Before we – I'm going to come back to this – but I did want to slip this in so that when we come back to this NCAA conversation – people will know that Gene Wilson knows of what he speaks. Just real quick on your basketball background, where'd you play and how long ago was it?
How long ago was it? Graduated from University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown Division II school. Played basketball there on a full scholarship and graduated from Wilkinsburg High School. So, the likes of Cardi Hawkins and so on and so forth, as you get the grinning over there, I'm sure you can kind of.
Yeah, because, you know, we always.
That's really what he was trying to get
that's
to.
What
no,
he did.
Well, that's part of it. That really wasn't because I actually had forgotten where he had played his college ball, so I was trying to get that out there for our listeners. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm smiling is because we always tease Gene because he coaches like he played. Fierce. He was a fierce. You know, he was one of those guard. He was a guard trapped in a power forward's body. I mean, he was a power forward trapped in a guard's body, I should say. But I am
so
proud to.
Kev, no one ever had to tell me to go score the ball.
Hey, score, right? Score.
Yeah, score.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with me. When I play and my son played, it was like night and day. I had to tell him, shoot the ball.
Right.
You know, it didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Gene could score the ball, and he could D you up. And he was a fierce competitor, and thus he is being inducted into the Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League Hall of Fame. Saturday, May 5th, coming to you at the Marriott Hotel in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that more and some other stuff, too, on Soul Take Champions Live. I'll be back in a moment.
It's tax season. Time to call RSG Accounting Services for your tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. That's 412-742-4345. RSG Accounting Services provides accounting and tax service needs for business or personal. RSG Accounting Services wants to work for you and all your tax needs. Call us or email Mary Jo at RiversideSalesGroup.com. If you mention you heard this at Urban Media Today Radio, you'll receive a 10% discount. Riverside Sales Group LLC is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. RSG Accounting Services for all your tax needs. Call today, 412-742-4345.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio, for the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.
Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.